Police and faculty work together to protect students. Texas border business. With safety as a top priority for South Texas College, its public safety department continues to develop its civilian response to an active shooter training by introducing its first hands-on, realistic scenario experience. Recently, instructors from STC's biology department completed the three-phase training, which includes online presentations, first aid and self-defense, and lastly, realistic scenarios. Faculty came to us to collaborate on this training, and because we wanted the training to be as realistic as possible, we broke it down into three phases, said STC Police Department Sergeant George Barrero. Putting into practice what was learned during the online training, STC biology faculty in a lockdown, active shooter scenario secured the doors, barricaded classrooms, and used the self-defense method of avoid, deny, and defend. They also put into practice their stop the bleed training by tending to volunteers who posed as injured students. The training scenario and faculty actions were evaluated by STC police officers. We finish off with phase three, where it's nothing but scenarios. There is no more instruction from us, we just evaluate how they can improve their reaction in case of a real-world incident, said Barrero. According to Education Week, an online news agency that targets educators, mass shootings are on the rise in the U.S. with almost a mass shooting a day at schools and colleges in 2022, including the horrific Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. South Texas College, like many colleges nationwide, have police officers undergo rigorous and continuous active shooting trainings, as well as offer special trainings for all employees to prepare for what everyone hopes will never happen. During the most recent training, STC biology instructors and professors were also encouraged to download and use the STC RAVE Emergency Notification mobile application to communicate between classrooms, notify first responders, and ensure when it was safe to evacuate. Biology Department Program Chair Maria Y. Cervantes emphasized that as professors, they are the first line of defense for students, which is why this training is critical. We actively practiced how to instantly react to a gunshot and how to keep our class safe. Everything happens in an instant. Knowing exactly what to do is very important, she said. She highlighted the importance of being familiar with STC's police department protocols and evacuation processes to have a better understanding on how to efficiently lead students. Students by default will look at the instructor as a leader and seek guidance. My goal is that we can be prepared without question to respond and react appropriately to be that beacon of safety for them, said Cervantes. After the training, faculty agreed they feel better prepared to face a high-stress situation thanks to their recent training. We now know how important it is to always be aware of our surroundings, and more importantly, we learned with hands-on training, Cervantes added. Barrero mentioned that this civilian response to an active shooter training is one that the STC Police Department will continue to promote to all faculty and staff, and he invites other departments to sign up for the class. We're trying to branch out to all faculty because as long as they know what to be aware of and how to protect themselves, they're already one step ahead. It's all about scripting, thinking outside the box, and always having a plan. For more information on STC's Public Safety Department initiatives and procedures, visit southtexascollege.edu/stcdps/ or call 956-872-4444.